In Israel today, Ariel Sharon is to be sworn in as prime minister, leading a broad-based unity government that enjoys a solid majority in the Knesset, Israel's parliament. The cabinet Sharon has assembled since he defeated Ehud Barak a month ago is the largest in Israel's history. It includes former Prime Minister Shimon Peres, who will serve as foreign minister, and the daughter of assassinated Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who becomes deputy defense minister. NPR's Jennifer Lutton is in Jerusalem. How big is this cabinet?
Well, as you said, biggest ever, 26 ministers, 12 deputy ministers. They actually had to expand the table in the Knesset around which the ministers sit. They had to lengthen it at great cost to accommodate everyone. And this coalition of national unity, as it's called, really spans Israel's very broad political spectrum. You have Shimon Peres on the left wing, all the way over to a man called Rahavam Ze'evi on the right wing, who is an advocate of transferring Palestinians out of the West Bank and Gaza. Some of the press here is asking what exactly is this broad group of people going to be unified about. I think what they do represent, though, is that Israel's public is extremely distraught about the past 5 months of violence. No one really has a clear answer of where to go, but there is comfort in the fact that most of the political parties and viewpoints are going to be working together to figure it out.
Sharon is Israel's fifth prime minister in 6 years, and he's taking office in the midst of a Palestinian uprising. What do you think he's going to do?
Completely up in the air. He has not spelled out his plans in any detail at all. He does have huge expectations, though, and enormous public pressure. His campaign vow was to quell this 5 months of violence. And while it's unclear how he could do that, his own security officials have basically said there's not much strategy beyond what they're already doing. There is obviously you could escalate the military strategy that you're already employing, but Sharon has given no specifics on this. On the other hand, he himself has laid out very minimal expectations for himself, in complete contrast to almost 2 years ago when Ehud Barak took office, promising a sweeping regional peace. Sharon is coming into power saying he simply wants to reduce the violence, that a big peace deal with the Palestinians, let alone the region, is not on his plate. He's talking about interim agreements only, going back to very slow, phased process. And so, by lowering expectations, he may, in fact, be able to make some moves that look like success.
How do you think the Palestinians are going to react to Sharon finally taking over?
Well, we've had a statement from the militant group Hamas saying that they essentially have several suicide bombers lined up and ready to go. So there's a great deal of concern that this could be a violent week in Israel. Yasser Arafat has vowed to continue the uprising, the revolt against Israel's continued occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. Certainly there is a danger of escalation here. Many expect it. On the other hand, some analysts will say, look, Arafat may be coming to the realization that he's lost the sweeping offers that Ehud Barak and ex-President Clinton made him. He's in a new dynamic here. It may well be he decides it's in his interest to exercise the control he still has to reduce the violence and wait and see what Sharon comes up with.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem.